Hey guys, Chris here. Just want to let you know what you're about to hear is a audio replay of the live stream we did the other night, remembering Eddie Van Halen. Obviously, we had something else going for the show this week, but with this huge sad news, felt the need to basically go online and talk to people and talk to each other about our memories of Eddie. So what you're gonna hear is the replay. You can also watch this. You can watch us on the Decibel Geek TV YouTube page. And it's also on the fan page on Facebook. So this is just kind of an emergency thing, so there might be a little bit of gaps and stuff, but I hope you'll enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special edition of the Decibel Geek Podcast. My name is Aaron Camaro, joined as always by my good friend up there, Chris Sinzak. And over here, we got Rockin' Ron Runyon with us. It's a special occasion tonight because we got some really bad news today, and it wouldn't be right for us not to celebrate the life of the man we lost today, talking about the one and only Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, what a bummer of a day. And you know, we've been planning on getting our live stream up and running over the next, you know, week or so. But it was just, after this happened, I was like, we just needed to go ahead and launch it because I want to talk to you guys. I want to talk to you guys that are watching and listening and just kind of reminisce on him. You know, we're not going to try to get too downtrodden about this. I mean, it's sad enough as it is, but we kind of want to celebrate, you know, Eddie's life and his music. And, you know, because it's one of those things where, like, the person may die, but the music lives on. And I was blasting Van Halen all day long after I heard the news. And that definitely picked me up, you know, and just listening to how masterful he is. You know, it just it's a bummer of a day, but you know, let's try to celebrate, you know.
For sure. And there's so much there to celebrate over the years. Eddie Van Halen has given us so much. And, you know, let me just start off with a funny little story, just an everyday kind of thing. If you listen to the Decibel Geek podcast, which I hope you do, it's a weekly episodic podcast that comes out every single week, all about hard rock, classic metal, all the good stuff. We love it all. And Eddie Van Halen, man, he was our guy, man. We loved Eddie Van Halen. We love Van Halen. We love the music. We love it all. So if you know the show, then you know me. I've got an iPod, and I'm obsessed with it. It's got massive memory, and I'm putting songs on it little by little. And so I'm at work the other day. I guess this was about a week ago, and I got the earbuds in, and I got the iPod jamming, and I'm working, and I'm bored, you know. It's just been a long day and I'm bored, you know. It's like, man, I need something to pick me up. Mm-hmm. And I go to the iPod and I'm like, oh man, I don't have any Van Halen on here yet. And that's exactly what I was going for that little boost to make you feel good, to give you the pep you need for the rest of the day. And yeah. So I got home that night and I did a deep dive on Van Halen and I put it all on the iPod. So that'll never happen to me again.
Yeah. They're like kind of one of those bands that you know, if you're in a bad mood, they can tend to make you feel better, especially the early stuff. You know, it's something like it'll just put you in a different frame of mind, you know.
Songs for every occasion.
And today, the one that came to me first was just Little Dreamer from the first record. You know, wow. I just started playing that and I teared up quite a bit. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I cried a bit today because it was just so hard to, you know, it's one of those things like, and this is one of those things where I take no joy in being correct, you know, but like, I think around a year ago, we were talking about, you know, his health and I was stating that just with the way people had talked in interviews, especially with David Lee Roth over the last few months, you know, saying, you know, I don't think you're going to see another Van Halen again. And Eddie's had some problems. And for Roth to even say that much told me that there was more going on than what we were being told. And then there was a lot of the rumor mill got chunked up a lot last year with him going, you know, for cancer treatments and stuff. So, but I take no joy in being right about this. It's one of those, and you know, we're going to have Todd Zilla on here in a little while. And, you know, I messaged him, just can't believe it. And he's like, yeah, but he was sick for a long time. And I'm like, yeah, but it's just the finality of it all. It's just so hard.
Yeah.
You know,
knowing that it's over, you know. And one thing, because I went through all them CDs and put it all on the iPod. And one thing that struck me today as I was listening to it was how good the last album with Roth was, you know, and if every band could go out on such a high note, you know, as far as their discography goes, a lot of bands peter out and go away. But man, Van Halen back in 2016, I think it was when that came out. Way earlier than that, 2011, because it was right around the same time we started the Decibel Geek podcast. Mm-hmm. That was the first big news story, I think, that we ever really were truly excited about together as friends, which was cool, because before Decibel Geek, I didn't really have any friends that I could talk to and be like, dude, the new Van Halen album is killer, and have a friend, you know, to go, man, it really is, man. So, I mean, Van Halen is brought people together. It's helped people through situations. The music is just, man. And it's like you said, you know, we were planning on doing the live stream thing for a while now. You know, we've been behind the scenes working with Rock and Ron trying to make this happen. And we were actually going to put this off for a couple of weeks before we let fly and went live, you know, with Decibel Geek. But with the occasion today, and like you said, it's a sad, sad day in rock and roll. But today we're here to celebrate the memory of Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, you mentioned a different kind of truth. Like what a swan song to go out on, you know. And I remember people giving them crap for diving into the vault and taking songs that were unfinished demos and doing it. But I love the fact that they did that.
Great idea. I wish more of them old school bands would do it.
Yeah, because it's like they took some material from the magical time and finished it and. Proof's in the pudding. I don't know how anybody could really dog that record, because I think it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We should look through some of these comments. Wow, we've got like 80 people already watching this. This is pretty cool. I was hoping to get like 5 or 6 people. This is better.
Who's moderating this?
Rock and Ron is. We got a lot of comments here.
He's gone.
GPH, man, I feel bad for poor Wolfie. Him and his dad were so
Our condolences from here at the Decibel Geek podcast and all our listeners and friends all over the world that love hard rock music. Our condolences to Wolfie and to Alex and to Valerie and the family, the friends, the fans everywhere. You know, it's terrible to lose such a legend, you know.
Yeah,
but just another reason to celebrate.
Yeah, Wolfie posted a really heartfelt statement today.
I can't imagine.
No, you know, I remember how hard losing my dad was, and then to imagine how hard it is for him right now, especially because I'm sure they grew closer through playing together and everything. So, it's a sad day, but I know a lot of you guys are talking about how sad you are, and we're right there with you guys. I mean, it's hard to know what to say. Like, you know, I said we planned this, 3 hours ago? So
earlier today, when we all woke up this morning, we weren't planning on going live tonight.
No. And, you know, I'm still hungover from watching the Chiefs game last night. So, I'm doing the best I can. Yeah. And I was like, do I drink tonight? I'm like, no, then I drink 2 days in a row, and then I'm going to be in really rough shape. So I'm not doing that. But
moderation.
Yeah. I don't like to drink when I'm sad. I only drink when I'm in a good mood. So, but man, yeah, Misty Toss, so terribly sad. Yeah, absolutely. Got John Dalby from Sweden watching. That's awesome. Cobras and Fire, found out today from Wolfie's tweet. It was fucked. Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
Very, very sad.
When was the first time you ever heard Van Halen?
I was thinking about this earlier today, and I'm trying to – it's hard for me to place. I'm wanting to say – I remember when I was a little kid that the cover of Pretty Woman came on the radio, and I remember my parents were kind of horrified by it because they love the Roy Orbison version, obviously, and they're like, oh, what's with all this noise and stuff. But I remember it taking me aback. But first time I really remember getting a lot of exposure to them was the Jump video, you know, because that's right when I started getting into rock and roll, and I loved it then. And I wanted to get a keyboard after I saw that video, you know, because I'm not the biggest fan of keyboards now, but back then it was like state of the art stuff. So I loved it. And, and then it was one of those things where really they were splitting up with Roth around the time I got into them. So it was a weird time to become a fan, you know, and, I know some of our friends are not big Sammy fans, but there's a good chunk of stuff from the Hagar era that I do like, you know.
That was the other thing I was going to say tonight, you know. I think you said maybe Ian might come on with us in a little while because he's a huge Van Halen fan.
Yeah. But,
you know, he came on and told us that story about how he was getting second hands from Dave Fortman. So I thought I'd come clean with something.
Uh-oh.
That after talking to him and doing the deep dive on the Van Halen, well, getting the Van Halen onto the iPod, you know, I only went up to 1984, and then I put Different Kind of Truth on. But then, I mean, I've got the other CDs, so I say, all right, let me once and for all really decide, you know, because I really got tainted on them, because my first exposure to Van Halen was the 1984 album. My Aunt Pam had it, my mom's sister. She was a teenager when I was like 12, so she was into all the cool stuff. She was the one that introduced me to Kiss. And so she had the album. I remember looking at it like little baby angel with cigarettes. This is crazy. And putting it on and just being like, wow, you know, and I was just a little Kiss kid. That's all I knew. That's all I cared to know about. But Van Halen was one of them first bands outside of Kiss that really wowed me, you know, and thinking Ace Frehley, and I love Ace Frehley even still to this day, that, you know, he was this amazing guitar player. Nobody could do what that guy does. And then hearing some Van Halen and going, oh, wait, you know, there's some other stuff out here too worth checking out. And so, yeah, that album was definitely it for me. And but, you know, over the years, I guess other than the best of that came out in the 90s that had the two new tracks with David Lee Roth on it.
Yeah.
And A Different Kind of Truth are the only Van Halen albums I ever bought new.
Oh, really?
Like, technically, my first Van Halen album that was mine was David Lee Roth, Eat 'Em and Smile. And then to go back and discover all the old awesome Van Halen stuff.
Yeah, I remember buying For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge on release day. I remember buying that because I loved the Pound Cake single. I loved his playing on that, you know, with the drill and everything. I love this, that out, and it hasn't aged well, but I remember buying that on release day, and I saw them, I think it was that tour I saw them with Sammy. It was 92, 93, somewhere around there. They played Starwood here, and it was a great show. And then I saw them again with Gary Cherone in 98. But I love that show a little bit better because they broke out a lot of Dave era stuff that Sammy wouldn't do. That show was like the spotlight was solely on Eddie for that show. Like, people were like, Gary Cherone, whatever. But Eddie must have played a 20-minute long guitar solo. It was just incredible.
Say about after doing that, then taking the deep dive on those four Sammy Hagar albums, there's a couple of songs in there that are pretty good. I'm not a big Sammy Hagar fan, but there's some stuff that Eddie Van Halen plays so good on. And it's kind of a trip because I haven't really ever listened to any of the backtracks on these albums. I only heard the songs that I heard on MTV that I didn't like.
Right.
I was like, man, this ain't the cool Van Halen that, you know, when David Lee Roth was in the band. But there's some deeper cuts on those albums that are pretty dang good. And I don't know, maybe this is kind of my observation of just going through those four CDs, just totally blind listening to it, was there's songs on those albums where it almost sounds like, you know, they wrote the song to what would Dave do, even though we've got Sammy in the band. You know what I mean?
That's possible.
Like, there's some Sammy Hagar songs that I listen to and I hear and go, man, these are pretty good songs, but if Dave sang this one, you know, or if Dave wrote the lyrics and sang it, take the music and give it to Dave what it could have been.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mentioned that.
Eddie's playing, even if you don't like the Van Hagar era at all,
yeah,
the playing is still there. It's still Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah. I think I bought For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge on release day, but I think the first one I owned was 1984 was the first one I owned. Yeah. And then I went back and I got Van Halen 2. Van Halen 2 is to this day is my favorite record of theirs. That's still my favorite.
That's hard to pick, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could pick a favorite Van Halen album.
It's hard. I mean, they're all, a lot of them are great, that one has such a kind of a dark edge to it that I just love the sound of it. Everything just sounds kind of dark on it. And although Fair Warning is pretty amazing too, with Mean Street opening it up and everything. But
that might be my favorite, I think.
I just heard from Toddzilla that he can't get the software to work, so I guess he's not going to be able to join us.
We were really hoping to hear from Toddzilla tonight, because if you guys are fans of the show and have been with us for a while, we've got an awesome friend named Toddzilla that comes on the show from time to time. Yeah. And he told not just the best Van Halen story of all time ever told on our show, but maybe just the best story, period. And we would love, because we know how much Eddie Van Halen meant to that guy and how much he changed Toddzilla's life through his music.
Yeah, and I texted with Ryan Cook a little bit earlier today. You know, he's pretty devastated over it, and you know Phil Schauss is. I texted him. I haven't heard back, but I'm sure he got inundated with messages today. But
anybody and everybody that loves rock music is feeling it today.
Yeah,
you can't love rock without loving Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah. Scott Smith, to hell with the rules. If it sounds right, then it is. It's a quote from Eddie Van Halen. That's a good quote.
I like that. That's our philosophy on the Decibel Geek podcast also.
Yeah, especially as we try out new software.
So far, so good, huh?
Yeah, our buddy Al John, he posted a video that he took of Eddie Van Halen talking, like doing a message for one of his friends. I guess one of his friends was wanting to give up playing guitar. And Al John goes, Eddie, can you record a message for him, letting him know what you think? And it's just Eddie looking at the camera going, hey, man, you can't quit playing. You got to keep playing. It's music. That's what it's all about. It was just such a heartfelt message. You know, I got a little teary eyed watching that. But my brother chimed in. So glad I got to have the live experience of hearing Eddie play, and glad to see him with my brother. Yeah, he went with me to the Sharon show.
Nice.
And that was a last minute decision. Like, well, I didn't even, this is one of those back in the 90s when sometimes concerts would come through town and you didn't know somebody was coming. And his friend was a giant Van Halen fan. And he was like, do we want to go see them with Sharon? And they're like, tickets are cheap. So it's like, why not? Let's just go. And I'm so glad I got to go to that, because it was a great show.
That's awesome.
Did you ever see him live?
Probably went to that.
Did you get to see him live?
Never.
Really?
Never. I tell you what, though, my father-in-law is probably one of the biggest Van Halen fans I know in my whole world, in my whole life. My wife's name is Jamie. She was named after a Van Halen song.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I didn't know that.
But he told me a story that when he was younger, he went to see the David Lee Roth show on the Eat 'Em and Smile tour. And he swears that Eddie Van Halen was at that show checking it out. He had a little section all to himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He said, I know it was him. I know it was.
That must have been awkward.
Got to check it out, you know.
Somebody asked earlier if David Lee Roth had made a statement. I don't know. I haven't checked yet. I have to imagine he probably, if he hasn't, he will soon. I'm sure he's going to say something. And I haven't heard.
Tell him to call in.
Yeah, we'd love to have him. I haven't heard anything from Alex either, but I haven't had a chance to really. We got caught up trying to work on the nuts and bolts of getting this together. So, and then just listening to music. But I felt kind of in a haze a lot of the day after hearing this, man. I mean, I'm feeling better that we're talking and everything and got this feedback. But yeah, through the, it was very hard to focus on anything the rest of the afternoon after this.
Yeah, I agree. And I agree with Samuel Wetz. I haven't, the same thing. The last time I felt this bad about a rock star or somebody, you know, so important in the entertainment of my life, I guess, this has been since Lemmy.
It's Lemmy
and Dio. And now Eddie Van Halen. This one really hurts.
Well, and it's like an earlier, it's like, God, that in the same year we lost Neil Peart and Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah. You know. Well, the good news is it's 2020 and it don't get no worse than losing Eddie Van Halen. So it's all downhill from here.
Don't jinx it. Oh, man. That's good. Good words, Andrew. King of the sixth string. Yeah. Oh, man. Such a bummer. But, I don't know, man. It's
Does anybody out there got any good Van Halen stories? Ever met Eddie Van Halen? Anything like that? You know somebody who has? hurry up, get on the line with us. We want to hear some good Eddie Van Halen stories.
You want me to? Do you want
to you, or if he influenced your playing, or whatever? You know, we're trying this out live, but the cool thing is it's interactive, so we can all get in on this together.
There's Eric Luzier. Eddie was one of the best. His influence over the years is unparalleled. Not many people have had such an impact.
Oh, for sure.
That's deeper. Yeah. You feel it.
All the bands of the 80s that we love so much, the Poisons, the Motley Crues, and on down the line, you know, without Van Halen, it's questionable if there even is a Sunset Strip scene.
Yeah. JTB brings up an interesting. Yeah, Mark Stone, the original Van Halen bassist, died like a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did see that.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
But, I didn't even know they had a bass player before Mike Land.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised to read that. That was the first I ever knew.
Well, I think he was with Van Halen. I thought he was probably the bassist for when they were calling themselves Mammoth, maybe. I don't know. I could be wrong on that. Hmm. But yeah, it was funny. Wolfie had to like straighten the guy out on Twitter about it because somebody asked like, "Oh, I wonder if Eddie stayed in touch with him over the years." And then some joker comes in and goes, "Nope, they didn't talk for decades. It's sad." And then Wolfie chimes in and goes, "I think I just said that I knew the guy. How would I know the guy if my dad hadn't stayed in touch with him over the years?" So I'm like, "Mind your own business if you don't know what you're talking about." Richie said, "Not since Janie Lane has it."
One of their top one too.
Yeah,
especially so young.
It reminds me of the Eric Carr death.
You know, when you think about it, 65 is great. You know.
Yeah, I hope I can make it out.
65, not too bad. You know, beats the alternative, and the alternative is dying young. So, like you said, Eddie Van Halen, man, a legacy is left behind in the music that'll never be forgotten. Yeah. So, I mean, man, he lived a full one. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, for sure. Sam Jalbert, Eddie coming out in a then-defunct Hartford Whalers jersey to both boos and cheers and introducing Wolfgang and also saying, "This is my fucking son, Wolfie." That's cool. I see Dr. Fuck's on. Mark was with Mammoth and Van Halen. Okay, cool. Thanks, Ralph. How are you holding up today? I know you're pretty upset.
I'm sure. As we all are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pat Catalano got to shake his hand at NAMM in 96. Seriously speechless. I don't think a sound came out of my mouth. That's I couldn't imagine. I wouldn't be able to talk if I met him. That would be hard.
Yeah, what do you say sometimes, you know? You're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Everybody says so.
Well, there's a cool one. I met Ed in London, Ontario, 2015. Ed and Janie. Oh, Janie was his widow, I guess now. Heading to Starbucks, and I was fortunate to run into them. I had a camera and was so nervous, Janie had to ask me if I wanted her to take a photo. Awesome people.
Nice. Cool. Awesome.
I don't think I've ever heard a bad story about anyone who's met him. I mean, like, he seemed like he was always a good guy. Devastated. Yeah.
As we all are.
Hang in there, Ralph. Thanks for coming on tonight. But yeah, this is it's so sad. But let's see if we've got some more.
Ain't nobody got a camera phone in 2020.
Yeah, does anybody want to actually come on? I can share the link with you, and you can come in if you want to come on camera. But you got to be willing to come on camera. That's the only thing.
The perks are you'll be on camera with the two of us, so by default, you're going to look great.
I'll just put the link in the comments here and see if that works. Let's see if anybody wants to. I just put it in there, so that check that out. Chris Fretwell says Chris Farley skit. Like, if you met Eddie, I remember back when you were in Van Halen. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Warren Baker says, "No thanks. I got a face made for radio, boys." Who do you think we are?
Yeah, I can understand that.
Baco says, "I will if you like." Well, come on, Baco. Click on that link I just posted. Baco? Oh, and JT
better not get on here and be like he was no Prince.
Right. JTB's ready, he said, so I'm sending him the link now.
Getting JTB on will be easy. Getting him to get off will be the tough part.
We can get more people.
Cool.
Or we can bring Rockin' Ron on if he wants to eat a burrito on camera again. Oh, no, here's – all right, Baco's here. Look at this. Hey.
There he is. Look at that. Coming to us from inside of a concert hall, it looks like. Can you hear us, Baco?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Hey.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
Concert? Ah, fucking – oh, there's a lot of delay going on.
Oh, okay. A lot of delay. So that could be a problem.
Can you see this, Baco?
Baco, we're going to count to five together. We'll alternate. One. Okay. It's not that bad a lag. You can hear us okay, right?
Good. That's a little better. Yeah. Each other. Okay.
Rock and roll. Hey, Baco, you got the same shirt on as me.
I'm getting some playback that, like, it just started that countdown. I think Chris is frozen. So,
hang on. Is you that okay, better? Chris? Yeah.
All right.
Am I still frozen?
People, this is an experiment. We decided to do this a couple of hours ago.
As the audience. The audience dropped significantly.
Oh, boy.
Am I still frozen, Baco?
No.
Okay, cool. All right, JTB's backstage. Let's bring him out. Let's just fill this whole room up.
Really? Okay.
Yep. There he is.
Hey, Baco, how about them Packers?
JTB's backstage.
Yo.
Let's just fill this whole room up.
Really?
Okay.
Yep. Well, there's a bad delay with him.
I put this shirt on today.
Where did Baco go? Yeah.
I said, go Packers, and he hung up.
Oh, that's lame.
I'm just kidding, Baco. Don't kid.
Hmm.
What's going on, JTB?
What's up?
Is this better?
Yeah.
I got my...
That's nice. Where'd you get that?
A friend of mine gave it to me.
Is this better?
Why am I hearing...
Hold on. Let me go turn my sound off.
Yeah, turn the sound off. There's like a bad lag with that. All right.
Caller, turn off your radio.
Yes, exactly.
It's an old radio trick. Turn off.
Maybe that's what it is.
There we go.
All right. All right. So, how are you guys holding up with the news? Baco, how are you doing?
Shitty day, man. Fuck this. This is messed up.
What happened?
Every 10 seconds I hear the same thing, whether it's you guys or me. It's just like, and there I'm saying it's messed up again. I hope the YouTube feed isn't like this.
I don't know if it is or not. I'm just... I don't hear any extra noise. That's weird. JTB, are you hearing everything okay?
Yeah.
Hey, JTB, was the first time you ever heard Van Halen?
Oh. Okay. Well, then it's probably me. I'm just going to check out. God bless you guys. Fuck the Packers and Coors Light. But hey, God bless you guys.
Good to see you, man. All right. So, JTB,
When was the first time you ever heard Van Halen?
When I was a little kid, my aunt and uncle, we stayed at my grandparents a lot. Can you see me?
It's starting to freeze up.
You hear me?
Can hear you.
Y'all froze. Hello.
Can you hear us?
Uh-oh.
I think he's having trouble now.
You there?
What an experiment. You're frozen. All right. Well, while we wait for that to get worked out, what are you doing? Ah, the CD collection.
I got them all except for that elusive best of. I had that at one time, but somewhere along the line, I lost it.
That's cool.
I like them songs on that album. The two new Van Halen songs with David Lee Roth. Remember when that came out?
Yeah.
That was a big deal, man. Real big deal.
Yeah, it was. I like both of those songs, don't you? Yeah,
me too. What was it? Me Wise Magic and...
Can't Get This Stuff No More.
Can't Get This Stuff No More. That one especially. That one's got a good groove to it and an awesome solo.
Yeah. I like that.
You know how we could fill up a whole lot of time? Let's talk about every awesome Eddie Van Halen guitar solo.
Oh, geez. We'll be here a long time.
Yeah. By the time we get to the end, we'll have long beards. We've been on here a long time.
Yeah, we'll look like Alan Tate.
Yeah.
Paul Korn, Me Wise Magic was a jam. Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah. That stands out to me because that was such a huge deal at that time because we've been stuck with the Van Hagar for so long. And then when they came back together just for them two songs, man, there wasn't much in that era that I was more excited about than hearing those two songs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember being just super, super stoked about that.
Did you see Wadzilla's comment? This is like trying to listen to Van Halen 3.
You know what? There's two really good songs on that album.
No, it wasn't. Weird. Oh, it looks like Toddzilla's trying to connect, but I don't see his video. Eddie passed, and also today Johnny Nash, I can see clearly now, also passed away. Damn.
Wow.
Let's see. Chris Fretwell, YouTube is blowing up with EVH, but I can imagine everything's blowing up with posts about Eddie right now.
Yeah, for sure. No, talking about the Van Halen 3, I like the songs Fire in the Hole and Without You, I think are really good songs.
Yeah.
They sound like extreme with Eddie Van Halen on lead guitar, but
right.
They're really good songs.
Yeah.
If you like Extreme, they're badass.
I tried to like that album for a long time, and it didn't really grow on me like I hoped it would.
It's just the two songs. That's it. That's sad.
All right, we'll try JTB again here.
Oh, boy. There he is.
All right. Can you hear us?
All right, we'll try JTB again here.
Turn your volume down again.
Me?
Yes.
Hold on. One second.
I can hear him.
All right, I'm going to kick him out for a minute.
There he goes again.
I see. Toddzilla? Says he's in, but I don't hear anything or see anything. All right, we'll take Toddzilla out. There you go. Well, now he's frozen again. start calling you Elsa. Damn.
Hey.
No.
What'd y'all say?
They just ain't got that good internet way out there in Watertown.
Cottontown.
Cottontown, that's even further out.
Yep. Yeah, he's still frozen. Ah, all right.
JTB from the Sticks. He's got a really awesome record store. You just got to drive an hour and a half to get there.
Yeah, I'm always there for at least 2 hours when I go because I want to get my time's worth, you know. But he always said, JTB's Groovy Record Room. Check him out.
Yeah. Check him out. I'm sure he does stuff online, too, I would imagine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he does a lot.
He's got a pretty cool selection.
I've still got a Thin Lizzy album I'm supposed to pick up from him. I just have to get out there.
That's why he's calling.
Thanks, Modern Day Warrior. Thanks so much for what you do, Chris and Aaron. I'm trying to read the comments because we're going to release this as a podcast, so I don't want it to be silence of us reading it, and then, you know, if you're listening to it later, you'd be like, what are they talking about?
Can you recycle them? Because I think there's a bunch we missed.
Oh, there's a ton. We're not going to be able to get all of them. We're Rock and Ron's helping behind the scenes with getting the comments up, but
behind the scenes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about this guy.
There he is, Rock and Ron.
Did you finish your burrito?
Yes, I'm good.
Yeah. We're bringing you on because you're the only person that has a good connection. So, Todd. All right, I'm kicking him out. Toddzilla's back. There he is.
Yeah, there he is.
Can you hear
ladies,
me?
What's going on, yes.
Toddzilla? All right. How's everything? Well,
good.
So you got
it working?
Pretty bad. You know. Yeah. Well, I'm having to use my phone. My computer is that for some reason I could get it to work, but but my phone works. So here we are.
Cool. Yep. So how did you get the news today? Social media, like most of the rest of us?
For all intents and purposes, I was actually in a meeting at work and looked down at my phone and a longtime bass player that played with me a long time ago just there's the text. Eddie Van Halen died. And I'm right in the middle of a meeting and I'm just, luckily it was at my job, it's a working music and music store. And so everybody's a musician. And so as soon as I said, oh my God, Eddie Van Halen died, my boss just stopped and looked at me and the other person that was in the meeting looked at me too, and he's a guitar player. And so it was just, it was a moment.
Yeah.
What can you say? You know, it's kind of one of those, won't forget that anytime soon, you know?
And, yeah. Well, it's one of those, talking to Aaron earlier about it, it was like, well, we've kind of known for a while that, he was sick and he's been going
through cancer. Sick. Yeah. Very sick. And I knew that he was very sick I'm trying to set my phone down so I don't have to hold the damn thing. I had known through sources that he was pretty ill for a long time.
Yeah.
And I had actually had kind of been tipped off that, that it was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, you can't ever really be prepared for that moment when you lose your big zero. So,
yeah.
Pretty sucko. Pretty suck.
Yeah.
It's a surprise.
They didn't say Eddie Van Halen died. All right, everybody go home.
Yeah. Well, the other side of that, and of course you guys know that I kind of went through this with my other hero 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And, so what makes it really emotional is the avalanche of text messages and phone calls that I received for the whole rest of the day. I mean, I couldn't really, how can you focus on your work and do what you got to do when, every 30 seconds somebody's going, have you heard?
Yeah.
It's really strange because, everybody's wonderful friends and they obviously, everybody is in a way concerned, I guess, because they know how important these artists are to us, especially somebody like that, like Edward and like Prince. And so they mean well, but it's almost kind of like, for me, it's kind of like I'm sitting there watching my phone just explode and I'm kind of like everybody's racing to be the first person to tell Todd that Eddie's dead. It was tough for a minute. I mean, it was just like, have you heard? Oh, guess what? And it's like, and just like I did 5 years ago, I just kind of had to sit back and reflect for a minute and say, well, the main thing is, and I think when you sent me a message, Chris, earlier, I think I said to you, well, at least he's not in pain anymore.
Yeah.
Because I know that in his case, you know, when Prince died, it was an utter, it was a shock thing. It was just utter, you know, and pandemonium because, you know, that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
This, you know, death is a part of life, and this has been coming for a long, this has been coming for a while. And, you know, the ones of us that, I say that like I'm somebody special, I'm really not, but the, because I know so many people in the music industry and I know so many people that have had relationships with Edward or whatever, we knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And didn't think it would, hoped it wouldn't be this soon. You know, but it's they've been quiet. Even for those guys, they've been extremely quiet for a while. And that was, to me, kind of a bad sign.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of like, okay, that's the telltale sign that this is not going well. And, you know, they've always been a little, you know, they've always kind of been a little private about things and a little mysterious about things. And they wanted to keep things in-house and keep things to themselves a lot. And that, cause and, you know, they were very, you know, the people that I know that have dealt with the Van Halen brothers have said, you know, they're very simple guys. They're very straightforward, very down to earth in a lot of ways, you know, and of course we've all heard stories about Edward in particular could be particularly cantankerous, you know, but I mean, you know, and whatever, that's, you know, somebody's personality, but the people that I know that have been close to them have said, you know, ultimately they're very simple guys, you know, just simple people, and they wanted their privacy. And so they, when this showed up like this, and I kind of suspected it for a while, you know.
Yeah.
I just didn't know it would go this fast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
hold on 1 second. I got to do one thing.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to get some
hear that goddamn telecaster. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Does that work?
Yeah, that looks great, man.
Good.
Okay. We'll keep him over the shoulder for the remainder of the
late.
I got to bring this one up. The bigger the hair, the closer to God.
Yeah, well, you know, I do my best. You know, we keep it going. I did a video the other day for Lane Music, and at the end of it, I said, "And just remember, if you don't like my hair, I don't care." You know, so kind of got to wear it as a badge. I was in the grocery store yesterday, and you know, I had my mask on and everything. You know, I'm in Kroger at the checkout line, you know, doing the self checkout, and I overhear the cop. They have a cop because I live in East Nashville, so the Kroger has to have a cop. And and so I hear the cop saying, "I don't know. I think they call it a mullet, or kind of Billy Ray Cyrus or something." And I'm just going, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and I just finally just said, "You know, the longer you talk, the worse it gets. So just stop." Just kind of looked at me. It's like, look, I've said this before. I say it again. I'll say it to you guys one more time. And anybody that's out there listening, if you're making fun of my hair, that's kind of like looking at Dolly's boobs and saying, "Wow, those are big. I think she knows." Anyway, let's get back to the matter at hand. We're here to talk about one of the greatest guitar players in the world, and we're talking about my fucking hair. Okay.
Well, we're all over the place. I'm gonna try to bring JTB back in to join us here. We've been having some video stuff with him, so let's try this again. Okay. All right, let's try this again, JTB.
Whirly.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
I saw you play with Billy Sheehan. That was fucking incredible.
Oh, thank you.
That was incredible. You got to play with Billy Sheehan.
Well, it was incredible to do it. I'll tell you that. It was, you know, I was such a treat, and getting to know him through that, and now the thing that we're doing with him, you know, at the store, is just you know, he's, you want to talk about one of the most down to earth guys. Let me tell you a little quick thing about that day. I show up at soundcheck and, you know, I got the call because a buddy of mine knows Billy real well. And he said, hey man, Billy needed somebody. He needed a guitar player that could play like that to play with him. And he sent him my way. And I said, oh God, yes, I'll do it. You know? And so I show up at soundcheck to do the thing. I'm rolling in my gear. I've got my 412 cabinet and all my big shit because, you know, I mean, if you're going to play with Billy Sheehan, you got to have the stuff. Right. So I had my full on gear with me in the road cases. I roll it in and he's up on stage already. He's got his rig set up and he's kind of playing with his bass and I'm just going to walk in and I'm kind of like, fuck, that's Billy Sheehan, you know? And, and so they had a ramp going up to the stage so you could roll your cases up. Well, I rolled my 412 in its case right up to the ramp. And then I turned around to go get the rest of my rig. And when I turned back around, Billy was rolling my road case up onto the stage for me.
Wow.
No way.
Man, that's how that day went. He's absolute. When you talk about salt of the earth, Billy's one of us. Okay. He is as sweet as he can be. He's down to earth.
And he's a fan before, too.
Yeah. And a few years before that, I actually saw out at the NAMM show before I ever met him. It was at the NAMM show about 10 years ago. And they sent me out to LA and there was at the Hilton where we were staying down in the huge ballroom. There was a Van Halen tribute band that was playing and, you know, like 500 or so people show up in the ballroom there to see this band. And they were good. You know, they were pretty good. I don't remember what their name was. I don't remember who it was. It wasn't Atomic Punks or anybody like that. It was just some local band that was doing Van Halen stuff. And I'm about three, four people deep from the stage and I'm digging it and I'm watching them play and I'm like reminiscing about all the great songs and everything. And then I just kind of turned around and looked at the crowd and about 15 people back from me, about this much taller than everybody else, was Billy Sheehan standing in the crowd with his little hat on, singing his ass off, dancing, dance the night away, and just every song that they were playing, Beautiful Girls. And I'm like, that guy's at least as much of a fan as I am, if not more so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And awesome. So it just speaks volumes to the kind of person he is. And you know, the thing we're doing with him at the store, he's given private lessons.
Yeah.
And one-on-one lessons, and it was all his idea and he wants to do that. And it's just he's just been such a jewel to get to know and what a nice man. He's just a sweetheart.
Is it weird that I want to book a bass lesson with Billy even though I don't play bass and I just want to hang out with him for an hour?
And you know what? He told me he would.
Dude, you can play it in a different cool band every night a week, 7 days a week, and have a gig if you play bass good. Everybody needs a bass player in Nashville.
He would actually be thrilled if somebody would do that. He told me, he said, I don't care if they can't play at all. I don't care if it's a beginner. I don't care if they've never held a bass before and they just want to sit and talk about the music business or whatever. He doesn't care. And the whole reason why he's doing it is really to give back. I mean, he told me that. He said, you know, I think he's 66 years old now. And he said, you know, of course, with this COVID thing, I can't be out touring. And he said, I just want to be doing something. And this seems like a really fun thing to do. And he said, I think it's, you know, it's time to give back to the fans. He said, I've had a great career. And it's kind of, he even said, it's kind of my way of celebrating that. So yeah, it's pretty cool, man. It's a cool thing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
Yeah, and I saw his post today.
I just want to bring that up.
I saw his post today. He was devastated by this news. He was absolutely, he's crushed. Just like all of us. He's just one of us. He's just, at this point in the day, he's just a fan who lost a hero, just like the rest of us.
Yeah. So, Todd, we were talking earlier about, like, what was, you know, did you, I'm assuming you probably listened to some Van Halen today after you heard the news.
Well, no. I didn't, and I haven't. I almost kind of haven't gotten up the courage yet.
What do you think will be the first thing you go to from the catalog when you do?
Wow, that's a tough question. I don't know. I hate having to equate this to the Prince thing, but
right.
But it really is, you know, it's very reminiscent of what I dealt with five years ago when that guy died. And, you know, I don't know. It's going to be tough. I mean, you know, I have everything in their catalog I love so much, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just kind of a tough thing to really put a finger on. I mean, you know, as a 12-year-old kid, you know, you remember the story. I walked into a record bar and found the record myself, just discovered them. Nobody turned me on to them. I just heard it in the record store. And I said, damn, that's cool. I want to get that. And, mm-hmm. and from then on, I had a real, real connection with that band. So it would probably be something, you know, the first record, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Women in Love gets me every time.
Yeah. I played Little Dreamer this afternoon.
Dreamer. I was going to say that, you know, love that. Just, you know, I mean,
Little Dreamer, just, I think one of Dave's best vocals.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Or, you know, no, I think to me, I'm going to defer to Mike Simmons on this. I think the most Van Halen of all the Van Halen songs is In a Simple Rhyme.
Mm.
You know, he said Romeo Delight, but
that's a great one too.
For this occasion, I think In a Simple Rhyme works a little better. That's probably going to be the first thing I want to listen to.
Cool.
Yeah.
So,
it's got it all.
Yeah. And, Todd, I'm glad you could come on with us tonight. I know it's a hard day for you and for a lot of us, but it's good to see your face and reminisce a little bit about this.
Well, I just wanted to say, if I may, the thing that I just want to say to everybody out there is he changed the world. He changed our music. He changed our lives.
Yeah.
And thankfully, because of his music, we'll have him forever.
Yeah.
Remember that.
I think there is, without a doubt, you know, 42 and a half years ago, the world got introduced to Eddie Van Halen. And for 42 and a half years, there's no question in my mind that he was the best rock guitar player on the planet. Some people would debate that. I think they'd be wrong. And I just ultimately, you look at the legacy, and you look at the most importantly, you look at his contribution. He changed the way electric guitar was approached and played, in a way that probably the only other person that had done something that drastic was Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
And it's, you know, we definitely are. I'm glad that I told one of my buddies that I played in a band with when I was in high school, he reached out to me and I said, I'm so glad that we got to be young and that guy was our hero.
Yeah. Yeah. Well spoken.
It means a lot.
Growing up in the times that we did.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got to be, you know, the world is how many millions of years old, and we got to be here when Eddie Van Halen was alive and kicking.
Yeah.
Lives in the world.
Cool.
And that's something nobody can take away.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, thanks, brother, for coming on. I'm going to move on to some other guests we have waiting backstage, and let's hang out soon, okay?
Anytime you want. You tell
me. Right.
Love you guys.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Love that guy.
All right, I've got a guest that you haven't seen in a while, Aaron.
Oh, nice.
What's up, fellas? Can you hear me? This is all new to me, this internet voodoo.
I can hear you, but your video is a little frozen.
Maybe. Well, that's okay. It only matters what we have to say. Yeah. My eyes are all puffy anyway, you know?
Rough day.
You guys are too, yeah.
Oh, what happened?
No, we lost him.
We lost him. That's weird. He got kicked off. Let me message him.
Who's moderating this mess? We lost Baco. We almost didn't get Toddzilla. Glad that worked out. I don't know what happened to JTB. All of a sudden, he just started playing guitar and disappeared.
Am I there?
Yeah.
Well, let's try it again. If I lose you, just go on to the next savvy guy. I just was thinking about it, all this from a singer's point of view, which I know most people wouldn't care about. But, you know, the good thing about being 56 is I was there for it all, man. I saw them blow Sabbath away in 78 or 77, destroy Journey. I worked for him in 1980 as a caterer. And Eddie couldn't have been cooler, man. He was really, really nice to me. But it was because Eddie was such a badass that I stopped playing guitar. Because everybody was going, you know, doing all that stuff. So I said, well, I got long hair and leopard skin pants and I can sing. I think I'll jump around like Dave. Now, that band just changed. They were the last great American rock and roll band. I mean, what do you guys think about that?
It's tough to argue it, man. They really, when I think of American bands, I mean, Van Halen's got to be right up there.
Yeah, I don't think Guns N' Roses almost had it, but then they imploded. So, you know, I don't know, man. They were the first band I saw that was like the Faces from my generation that just you really thought you could go out and have a drink with them. The entertainment value was amazing. People forget what amazing songwriters, great pop songwriters. I mean, I know they're a rock band, but Dance the Night Away, Jamie's Crying, all that stuff, man. Just great, great writers. And such the soundtrack. I grew up in Florida before I went to New York, and it was Van Halen country, man. We would camp out. You know, Eric Borash, Ebo, says, if Van Halen was coming to town on Friday, you started skipping school on Monday.
Nice.
And we would go, like, you know, Lakeland Civic Center. My friend Scott Duncan and I would go, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon and find our way backstage and we'd meet the dudes. We went and hung out with David Lee Roth at the Lakeland Hilton, bought him a bottle of tequila and sat and talked to us. And it just, that stuff is just unbelievable. You know, I was telling my wife, it's sad to see the people who have made us who we are passing away.
Yeah.
What are you guys thinking about it all, man?
It's a tough one, man. You know, we've talked to a couple of guests already, and we've been reading a lot of the comments that people are leaving. And it's, man, you know, when you think about Lemmy, you think about Dio, Danny Lane was mentioned even. But, man, Eddie Van Halen. If somebody comes up to me and say we're in a conversation, they say, oh, Van Halen sucks, then I know there's something really wrong with this person because nobody – on the fucking planet can honestly say that Van Halen sucks.
Yeah, that band was just the last great American rock band. I know people liked stuff, but there's no other band I could think of that when they were coming to town. Plus those were, you gotta understand, late 70s, early 80s were magical times of Circus Magazine and Rock Scene. And you went and saw your guys in concert and, you know, maybe you got backstage or maybe you snuck into the hotel or, they were like mythical gods, and nobody personified that more than Van Halen. I was in Vegas in 1977 with my parents, and I heard Atomic Punk, and I stopped and said, what is that? And I went over and the kid at the jukebox, you know, pinball was the thing I was playing pinball, because I go, oh, it's Van Halen, man, it's a California band. I came home to Clearwater, Florida, went to Peaches Records. They had a big video screen years before MTV. And they played that promo video, which was Running with the Devil, Eruption, and You Really Got Me. You remember the three with Dave's in the red pants and the big belt? And the rumor was, and you guys are too young to remember this, but all the older people remember, the rumor was they were Kiss. Did you guys know that, Chris?
No, I never heard that.
Dude, talk to some older guys. The rumor was they were Kiss. So, of course, we were all interested in it. And I saw them, and I realized it wasn't. I bought that record and saw every tour. Like I said, saw them destroy Sabbath, make Journey wish they'd stayed in their bus in 79. Then they headlined, and I was out on the road in 84 for the first time, and somebody told me that they weren't getting along, and I wouldn't go see them in 1984 because I didn't want to ruin the magic. But I don't know, man. I'm thinking a lot about, like, Phil Schaus and, you know, Jeremy. I just played with Jeremy Saturday and Ryan. Like, those are – you know, that's like their guy. It's like me when Dave goes or Rod goes. Those are my two – guys that taught me how to front a band, you know. Chris, let me hear something from you. What are you feeling about all this?
I'm not hearing Chris. Are you nope. hearing Chris?
No. Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. It helps to turn the mute button off. you posted a photo the other day of you singing in Florida in the 80s, yeah. And you look like you robbed David Lee Roth's closet.
Dude, I got to tell you, he was, it was, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, he was I loved Rod from the very beginning, but Dave was the first guy that I thought, well, I can do that. Yeah, you know, no, I mean, I can do that. He jumps around, he sings, he's a people's front man. And, but you know, him and Eddie, and when I was catering for him in 1980, no matter what anybody, brothers, oh. man. They were really looking out for each other, and Al was going through that divorce, and they were all together and drinking and partying and doing stuff. And that's the band I always wanted to be in, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were probably playing some Van Halen at that when that picture was taken.
Yeah. I showed my wife the picture. She's like, that's Mangus. I was like, yeah, that's Mangus.
Hair and skinny. Well, I know you got a lot of guitar players that want to talk to you, but just, you know, from a singer's point of view, that band just changed our world. It's funny how I hear people go, like, guys my age, oh, I got that debut album, and then there's some guys, oh, I came on board in 84, and you know, it's interesting how it's just across the board that people love them.
Yeah, for sure. But thanks for coming in, man. I didn't expect we get to hear from you today.
I just you know, when I got choked up, and because it's the soundtrack to your life. I know that's corny.
It is, though.
But it's the soundtrack, and I told Ryan Cook, who I love, Ryan and I were talking, another Van Halen guy, and I was like, these are the people who made us who we are.
Yeah.
And that's why it's all so hard, you know?
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, man, I love you. Let's do a show about some other guys before they leave.
Yes.
Before they leave us, you know? And I love you both very much, and thanks for having me on.
All right, take care, Mangus.
Bye-bye. See you guys. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye, friends.
All right.
Oh, thank you so much.
There goes Mangus. All right.
Cool.
All right, JTB, let's see if your connection's any better.
No guitar.
Hey.
Only Willa gets to do that.
There he is.
Look at the shirt I put on today.
I like it.
I found the shirt today. I forgot I had it. I put it on.
And like, we're getting a nice still of it because your video is so choppy.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, man, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
First,
it's not working out.
Yeah. I shouldn't have put this shirt on. When I first heard Van Halen, y'all hear me?
Yeah. There's a big lag.
My aunt and uncle were in high school when I was a little kid, and I stayed at my grandparents a lot. And I remember hearing, like, Running with the Devil, and You Really Got Me on the radio around that time. I was a little kid, and my aunt brought home the new Van Halen album on 8-track, right? Mm-hmm. Fucking 8-track. An 8-track. Can you see it?
I'll get it in front of the camera.
On an 8-track. This ain't Van Halen, but hey, it's an 8-track. 8-track. It was, and I was like, oh, wow, that's A Pretty Woman, which I knew that from Roy Orbison, right? And then I heard Happy Trails at the end, which is old Western kind of song. And I'm like, okay. And then we were one of the first families on my block to have cable. So when 84 come out, the world premiere jump, the world premiere jump. You know, they made a big deal out of shit back then, you know? And, right. Yeah, this is pretty cool, too. They got, I was watching TV, and Jump came on, and I was like, what the fuck? I put two and two together. I was like, okay. So that's the same guys that did You Really Got Me, Pretty Woman, and on that Diver Down 8-track, right? So I put it all together. I was, I don't know, 7, 8 years old or something. And that was it. And to me, they started what the hair metal bands finished and wanted to be. Every band had a blonde-headed lead singer. Every band had, singer drank Jack Daniels. Down from Motley Crue to Warrant to everybody. If it wasn't for Van Halen, there wouldn't have been a hair metal movement. And I think they started that by accident. I don't think they started on purpose or nothing. I just think it's like Van Halen's here and all your hair metal band, Rat, Motley Crue, everybody else is under here. Van Halen's the top. They had something special. They had David Lee Roth and they had Eddie, you know. But that combo, Mick and Keith, you know, you had to have both of them. Because if they didn't have Dave, he would have been another George Lynch. You know, Randy Rhoads had Ozzy, right? So you had to have them both, I think. You know, Eddie was so good, I'm sure he would have been discovered anyway. But the way it happened, they were the ultimate party band. When you thought about partying, that was the fucking band. And, you know, Eddie was like Hendrix. I mean, there was Muddy Waters. What it was Robert Johnson, then there was Muddy Waters, then there's Hendrix, and then there's Eddie Van Halen. And Eddie changed everything, and it was the sound of the 80s. Everybody was tapping, whammy bar, you know. And nobody, it didn't sound cool when other people did it. It was like a lame trick, you know. But when Eddie did it, it was just part of the way the guy played. You know, it was just part of his soul. And he just did it, you know, and I don't think he knew a lot about what he was doing. You know, he could tell if he was in key or not. And, it was just incredible. And I'm so thankful I grew up in that time period. I had a lot of the 70s, I remember, and a lot of the 80s. And I got out of high school in the early 90s, so I was in the grunge. But Van Halen was there the whole time, you know. And, I'm at a loss of words, man. I mean, that is a big piece of me died today, along with Eddie.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like probably all y'all feel that way too. But Van Halen was my band from the time I was a little kid till now, always has been. And when I learned to play guitar, I purposely didn't learn a lot of Van Halen because I didn't want to sound like Eddie, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't want to take what he did, because the only time it was cool is when he did it, right? So I never did a lot of tap, and I could do that stuff, but I mean, I learned from Eddie in a different way. I didn't learn his tricks much as
hey JTB, can you hear me?
And
JTB.
Yeah, he's jamming up hard.
He was incredible. I mean, his feel for phrasing and blues, he played with so much feeling. It was just incredible. And with the tricks, too. But, I mean, that was part of his style. But like I said, when anybody else did it, it was just like, hey, I got a new car. Want to see it? It was kind of, you know, like a trick. Like a, oh, look at me. It was like a, you know, my old lead man at Gibson used to say, it was a look at me licks. Look at me, look at me, look at me, you know. But when Eddie did it, it was real.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey,
I'm fucking devastated, man.
Yeah.
I was like y'all, as soon as it happened, I started uploading my radio station. In the next couple of days, I should have a lot of Van Halen demos, live stuff, weird stuff you never heard that I've collected over the years. All that's going to be on the radio station. If you listen to it next couple of days, it'll be filtered in with other stuff. I'm trying to make it where it only plays Van Halen, but like y'all, I'm learning this now because of this,
right?
You know, so it's like I'm trying to scramble and make it work, but maybe it'll be all Van Halen in the next couple of days. Maybe it won't, but it's going to be a lot of Van Halen sprinkled in between the other stuff anyway. And of course, I don't have any Van Halen records right now.
All right.
When he died, I didn't have nothing for sale. You know, it's just the way it works. But
cool, man.
I'm gonna keep all my Van Halen stuff. You know, I've got a ton of that crap. You know, I've got so many records and bootlegs and blah blah blah. You know, yeah, it's just so strange. And I put the shirt on today, and I was like, fuck. You know, I don't know.
That's cool, man. Hey, we're gonna move on to the next guest, but I'm glad you could join us tonight, JTB.
Yeah, thanks, JTB.
Check out JTB's Groovy Record Room, JTB's Groovy Radio Station. You can find all that stuff. I'll have a bunch of Van Halen playing the next couple of days. Awesome. I might dig out some Van Halen to sell here in the next couple of days at the store. So, north of Nashville, JTB's Groovy Record Room. Google me, whatever.
All right, man.
Thanks, y'all. I love y'all to death.
Love you too, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
You know, JTB does bring up a good point, though, about how I bet you a lot of little kids in L.A. were going to some of them cool-ass parties that Van Halen was playing at when they were first getting started, going, holy shit, and that's where you get Motley Crue. That's where you get, you know, Quiet Riot and all these other L.A. bands. It's because they probably seen Van Halen at those parties.
Yeah, for sure. Well, look who we got here.
What is this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's Ian Wadley.
What's up?
Look out.
You know, it's a big day if Ian's willing to go on camera and join us.
On a fucking school night, man. I'm not even supposed to be drinking today.
Oh, please.
Nah, this sucks, man.
Yeah.
This sucks.
Yeah, you know, robot.
Van Halen, you guys know. Van Halen to me is like, well, you know, what Kiss is to you, what Legoland is to Rock and Ron, you know. This is a rough one, but and I didn't feel like doing any of this shit tonight, but you know, when you ask, it's like, well, fuck, if I'm gonna deal with it, might as well deal with it with you guys, you know. And the good,
well, that's kind of where we're coming from. You know, we didn't exactly want to do it either, but it's like, it just might be better if we talk to some of our friends, you know?
I mean, I don't know, you know, if I can say much more than, you know, LBJ just said, but, you know, Van Halen fucking rules, man. And then,
yeah,
this sucks. And much like, Toddzilla was saying, man, my phone was blowing up and it was just fucking, it's rough, man. I mean, I had ex-girlfriends, even my ex-wife. I mean, people broke restraining orders that they put on me, you know, to tell me about this shit. So everybody knows what Van Halen meant to me and still will always mean to me, you know.
Yeah.
And, it's just, it's unfortunate, man.
How'd you find out? Was this through social media?
Yeah. I saw a post on my Facebook group page. And it's one of those, you know, you always see these death posts now, you know, the fake ones and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh, go check it.
Yeah. I'm like, please don't let this one be true. But I knew the guy who posted it, you know, he's not an asshole. So I'm like, oh, shit. You know, and then I went and looked real quick and just typed his name in Google. And then, like, fuck, there it was.
Yeah.
And then just the phone just blew the fuck up. And I'm at work and, you know, it just, it sucks, man. It's over. Can't get this stuff no more, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I've been kind of walking around in a haze today after hearing about this, and it just sucks, man. But what was your response to me when I texted you that, you know, how upset I was about this today?
I can't remember. What did I say?
Sammy kills everything.
Oh yeah, it's true. It's true. you know, I mean, I have a whole chapter in my upcoming book about it.
Your upcoming book?
Yeah, I'm doing a book with Greg Renoff. Mm-hmm. It's called Prolonged Exposure to Sammy Hagar Will Kill You and Other Facts I Can't Prove. But you know, I go into great detail, you know. It sucks, man. It's just, man, no more Van Halen, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, the thing that gives me solace, that makes me happy, is the last time that man was on stage, It was with David Lee Roth by his side, you know, a sold out show at the Hollywood Bowl. You know, unfortunately, yeah. Michael wasn't there. But, you know, that's the way I want it to go out, like that, and not some other bastardized version, you know. But Eddie and Dave together on stage. And if you've seen the clips from the Hollywood Bowl, man, Dave says some real nice shit about, you know, the best summers of his life were spent with this guy right by his side. And, you know, what a way for him to go out. And we'll always have the music, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Did you listen to any Van Halen after you heard?
Oh, fuck yeah. I mean,
yeah. Right, what was the first thing you went to?
Eruption. Eruption. Just to honor him, you know. And then I listened to all of Van Halen 1. Then I listened to all of Fair Warning. Then I listened to all of Diver Down. And then I was listening to 84 right before, you know, you started this.
Yeah.
And, you know. It just, it sucks, but he's not suffering. And, you know, feel bad for Wolfie and his wife and his brother and, you know, bandmates, you know, feel bad for Dave. And I didn't get a chance to read it yet, but I guess Michael Anthony did make a statement, you know, and that's got to be hard because they had unresolved issues. So, you know, that sucks.
That does suck.
And what's going to be even worse is all the fucking shit you're going to have to read about Sammy Hagar. You know, I'm sure he's going to milk this to death. And I just hope there's some class, and I hope, you know, there's class at the funeral and whatever, you know. And,
yeah.
You know. And then that's hard to even I started thinking about that today, like, oh, my God, I remember, you know, Dime's funeral and Lemmy's funeral and shit like that. You know, this is just going to be insane. You know, 65, shit. You know, and you know,
it sucks.
He changed music, changed, you know, everything. And it's, you know, to think about how long he's been around, though, but all you have is 7 studio albums and 1 live album. You know, it sucks. There should have been more music, you know. Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing that sucks is the wasted time, you know. But supposedly he has all this stuff in the vaults, and I don't know if it'll ever, you know, come out or what, but, you know, there should have been more music out of this guy, the genius that he was.
Well, and we've talked about it in the past about his vault, you know, that I have to imagine there's oodles of albums worth of material sitting in there. But the question is who's going to, I have to imagine Wolfgang's probably going to be in charge of that stuff.
And at least Wolfgang's going to care and respect enough to hopefully, you know, release some of it so we can hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, he might. I'm sure it won't be anytime soon, but, you know, but yeah, that would be nice to hear. You know, it'd be nice if maybe they hand some of it over to Dave and let him, you know, maybe add something. That could be cool, kind of tribute thing.
Yeah.
You know, who knows, you know.
Did they ever, I mean, I guess they probably always, because they're musicians, they're Van Halen brothers, but did they, anybody work on anything since the different kind of truth? Is there anything else out there?
I don't think
so. Not that I heard about. You know.
There was rumors. Yeah.
Because they kind of did that with a Beatles song at one time, didn't they? They had and then McCartney and the rest of them went in and added to it. I mean, maybe there's possibility some of that could happen.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Give it to Ted Templeman. Let him and Dave, and, you know, it'd be nice to get, you know, Mike and involved, and, you know, I don't know. It's also soon, you know, shit.
I can only imagine, you know, and everybody's going immediately, you know, Wolfgang must be devastated. I'm worried about Alex too, though. I mean, that's his brother, you know, that's gotta be super hard.
And Alex ain't been looking too good the last couple of years. If you see him, you know,
no, really.
He's older,
you know.
What's that?
All our heroes are becoming elders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It sucks, man. It sucks. And I mean, as bad as this is, I don't know what the fuck I would do or what I will do when something happens to Dave. Right. You know, I think that's when I become an active shooter. But being a pacifist, I'll use a Nerf gun. But, you know, I couldn't imagine, you know, this is bad enough, you know. But it just sucks because now there's no chance, you know, of Van Halen, you know, no chance. I was always hoping to be something, you know, But yeah, it's done now, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to just even know what to say right now. You know, it's just
Shit. In fact, I think the only thing that made me smile was when your guest Greg said that people thought it was Van Halen. I mean, it was Kiss without the makeup. That's like hearing 5150 and thinking it's Van Halen. Like, come on, who fell for that? Jeez, got some suckers out there. But man, it's fuck Van Halen. I mean, the greatest American rock band in history, and you could debate that, but you'd be wrong. You know, I mean, that they were Americana through and through, and the talent in that band, you know, the musicianship, the showmanship, it just stands the test of time. There's not one of the albums, the six pack, that you could put on and it sounds tired or old. It sounds just as fresh today, every bit of it. You know?
You bet.
Yeah. So. Well, and you have to look at the influence, you know, from them as a band, and also Eddie as a guitar player. I mean, like, the entire 80s rock scene was based off Van Halen. I mean, you have to basically give them that.
Oh no, to me, you know, and I've argued with people about this before, but to me they were the first, well, I should say, like, the biggest cock rock band, because they were a party fucking band. They weren't singing, you know, they talk about running with the devil, but they weren't singing about the devil. They were singing about getting your dick wet and having a great time. It was fun party rock. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't Black Sabbath lyrically, you know, it was fucking Dance the Night.
And creators of cock rock. Everyone else was just imitation.
Yeah. Yeah. They were never bested, man. I mean, they created it. And I mean, look at all the copycats, man. Look at all the Van Halen copycats. And I'm not even talking like copycat players. I'm just saying song structure and attitude. Yeah. You know, they set the fucking standard, and nobody could top them. Nobody could top them. You know,
yeah.
The ultimate party band, like you said before, like, you know, you put on Van Halen, that can change any mood, man. I don't care what. I don't care if Eddie Van Halen died. You could put on Van Halen and smile. You know,
I did today.
Yeah,
yeah. It helped me get through the afternoon, because it was hard to hear. And I was like, I need to listen to some of their music, and they just help. They change your mindset.
Look at this. Look what John says. This is very interesting.
What's that?
Van Halen 22. David Lee Roth lead vocals, Alex on drums, Michael Anthony on bass, and Wolfgang on lead guitar. Would you be opposed to that, Wadley?
I'd go.
Yeah, fuck, I would too.
You know, I mean, shit. You know,
I kind of like the idea.
One time in New York, I faked a fucking heart attack so David Lee Roth would come and save me when he was an EMT. So, you know, I'll fucking do anything. You know,
rock and roll ambulance. Woo woo.
Yeah. If Dave's there, like, humble baby, let's see me, bop, I'm coming to you. Oh Lord. But no, anything that honored him, of course, I would go to, you know, unless the Red Menace is involved. That's when I check out. That's where I draw the line, you know. And, you know, I'm lucky I even got to see Eddie, because I refused to go see him with Hagar. As much as I loved him, I refused. I really thought I would go to my grave never seeing Eddie live. But I'm like, not with that guy. And you know, not with Sharon either. Give me a break. But, man, when they got back together, the two nights I got to see him, I mean, you know, the first night I was like in fucking tears. I was so happy, because I never in my wildest dreams thought I would be able to experience that, you know. And just, you know, the second time I saw him, I was 11th row and almost got thrown out for getting on my chair when they played Hear About It Later, my favorite Van Halen song, you know. Luckily, I told him I know Aaron Camaro, and the guy was a wrestling fan, so he let me stay. Like, sit down, fatty. And I was like, all right. You know, and it's so unfortunate. The last tour they did with Roth, they didn't come to New Orleans. You know, I never got to witness Drop Dead Legs live. You know, that would have been amazing. But you know what? I got to see him twice, and one time I was really fucking close. I even have a photo. Like, I'm not a guy that takes pictures at a show. I hate that shit. Just watch the fucking show, asshole. You know, but I'm like, I got to take one. And it is the most blurriest fucked up thing. and I still saved the picture because I know what it is. Right. You know, nobody else, I could show them and, you know, be like a Rorschach test. But I know that's me like 11 rows back from David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen, you know?
Right. So nice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm I haven't like broken down or anything, you know? Toddzilla almost got my ass, man. You
me
know?
Too.
When he fucking choked up, I mean, I even did my hair up like fucking Todd and it dropped when he did that. You know, I was like, oh man, you're bringing me down, man. You know, but I understand, you know, that's how people are feeling. You know, I still got people texting me. This my ex-wife just texted me again. She's like, are you doing okay? You know, I'm like, you know, it's going to hit me eventually. But like right now, we're getting ready to get hit with another massive hurricane here. And so much shit's going on this week. I don't think I have time to fully process it. But, you know. There'll probably be some drunk, ugly crying in my future listening to some Van Halen, but you know, then David Lee Roth will say something and I'll fucking smile again. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it is what it is, you know,
it is, yeah. You know,
glad the guy's not suffering. And again, my heart goes out to his family and his bandmates and all the fans that, you know, I mean, this made big news, you know, really big news.
As it should.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And, man, just another fucking shitstorm of 2020, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Neil Peart and Eddie Van Halen the same year. Jeez.
Well, that was one cool thing about it, because I saw on the Facebook, our local news channel 5 had posted it, and all the local people, and some people are just like, wow, and some people are like, oh. And but there were some of the ones there go, man, he was a legend. Big old red heart on there. I like that. I'm putting red hearts on people's comments that I don't even know, because they're talking about, you know, how much they really appreciated Van Halen. Yeah. For somebody that didn't know, they just be like, oh yeah, sure. Of course I've heard of him. Panama, right? You know, Jump, all that. But for the people that know, man, we know, you know, that Eddie Van Halen was an innovator. He was a creator of an entire generation of music that followed in his band and his playing footsteps. And without Van Halen, I mean, God, what would the 80s have even been? It would have been like the 90s, and that would have been horrible. Might have been like now. It would be even worse.
Oh, yeah. But, man, I'm just glad to sit here, you know, being able to talk with my friends about this shit, too, because, like, at work when it went down, yeah, my phone's blown up, but nobody I work with, that's not their shit, you know? Right. And the worst thing was, on the way home from work, I had to spend 20 minutes explaining to Josh Toomey who fucking Eddie Van Halen is, you know? I'm like, Van Halen, the band Van Halen? And he's like, nah, don't know it. Don't know it, you know?
Oh, man,
you're like, that Alien Ant Farm, you heard of them, motherfucker? He's like, oh, yeah, great stuff.
You know? You're going to get that last episode for sure.
Yeah. Hey, we will, damn it.
Well, give us a quick update. You're still doing the fan episodes of Rock and Metal Combat, right?
Yeah, still got God knows how many. And I'm hoping, while I got you here, Mr. Camaro, maybe next weekend, if you're available, we can record the one with you. How's next weekend look for you? Okay. All right. Well, I want to make sure you got that album. Yeah, I actually just recorded one on Saturday and got to get that edited. And other than that, you know, I applied to go be a door greeter at Walmart. But, you know, these are tough times. Everybody's vying for that job. But still kind of unofficially retired. But, you know, I had to come out for this. Drinking my Heineken for Eddie Van Heineken. You know, if you guys know, that was his drink. That's what fucking, you know, Dave called him. Everybody with fucking Coors Light, man. Where's your fucking Heineken? And I had to buy it in a 4-pack. Who makes a 4-pack? What the fuck kind of evil shit is that? A Sammy Hagar fan came up with that fucking idea. But I'm looking at the 6-pack and they're so small and so petite. I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to get a 6-pack of tall boys. And I grabbed the motherfucker and I got 4 of these shits. But I ain't supposed to be drinking tonight anyway. I'm on call. Oops. But fuck it, dude. It's Van Halen, man. What would Van Halen do?
What would Van Halen do?
I'm drinking water.
Pretty good tonight.
Yeah.
I like doing this. I like doing this. I like getting on live and just interacting with people. I love the comments below have been great. I mean, getting people just to pop on. I need to do a lot more, I think we're going to
I wish it would have worked out with Baco, because then I would have seemed much funnier if I followed him, you know? It's a shame Eddie's not here so Baco could ask him about cats. You know, what are you going to do? Well, you know, I love Baco. He knows it.
We can tell.
I love him. God damn it. But who else you guys got coming up, man? I'll go back to the stream and watch it.
I don't know. I don't think we have anybody officially lined up. I think we're
I'm down to 32%. So
okay. So maybe we'll just.
I thought Rock and Ron was going to be on.
Rock and Ron, where are you at? Get up here. Yeah.
There he is.
I love how Ron has the camera this high so you can't see the children's heads.
Jeez. That's
adorable. Great idea. Way to stay out of jail. Stay clean. Look, I'll pay you for it. What the fuck?
Ron's got the power to ban people.
Ron won't ban me. I know a parole officer.
Come on, Ian. Give me a break.
One break. Coming up. As well, I'll let you get back to your show. I'm honored that you had me on. And I love all of you.
Love you too, bro.
Some intimately, right, Ron?
Yeah. Love you too. We got another guest.
All right, guys. You have a good one.
All right. Take care, Ian.
All right. So I guess that about wraps it up for us here on our very first foray. Wait a minute. We do have one more guest.
Is that Todd Cunningham?
Yes, that about wraps it up for us here on our...
Well, turn your volume down, Todd.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. We do have one
more guest. Is that Todd Cunningham?
What up, guys?
Hey,
you... Hi, Todd.
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. I'm good.
I'm still hearing our echo. Can you turn whatever your volume is down? Like all the way.
Yeah, hold on. I don't know why.
Good, man. I'm good. Still hearing our echo. Can you turn whatever your volume
is? Yeah, I'm trying to, man. Hold on.
I don't know why.
Is that better?
I don't know why.
No, I'm still hearing it.
Yeah, hold on. Let me put some headphones on. Maybe that'll work.
That's weird hearing myself like 5 seconds after I say something. All right. He's going to get his headphone.
Last one, because even though I'm plugged in, I'm still the phone. The power's dropping even though I'm plugged in.
Oh, really? Sucks a lot of battery power.
Sure.
So we'll talk to Todd for a few minutes and then we'll wrap this thing up. But thanks, Acid Trap Massacre.
Thanks to everybody that's commented and followed along with this here tonight. Like I said, this has been pretty cool. This was kind of something we tried to do months ago, and it didn't work out. When we first started the quarantine sessions, this was kind of the idea, but it didn't really work out that way. But then Chris come across this new program or whatever that we're using, and this seems to be working pretty good.
Yeah, definitely want to do more of these. All right.
He is. He has earmuffs on now.
All right. Can you hear us okay, Todd?
Oh, now that's worse.
Oh, no.
For you, it sounds all right to us.
Yeah, we can hear you fine without the background noise now. Uh-oh. He dropped off. I think we're gonna probably have to wrap it up because it's getting kind of late. But
we tried. That's all right. We're definitely going to be doing this kind of stuff again in the future. So if you guys didn't get in today, next time you might. And, you know, next time we come out, we might have a subject that we say, hey, we want to know about this. And we're going to have everybody call in and smarten us up to things. Or we're just going to say, hey, what do you think about that? Or this happened today, kind of like this did. And like we said, you know, when we started out the day today, we didn't have any intention of going live tonight. This was all kind of an experiment that we were holding off on. But for the occasion, you know, the passing of the one and only legendary guitarist of the times, of our times, Eddie Van Halen, you know, we decided we had to give it a shot. And you know what? So we said, what would Eddie Van Halen do? He'd give it a try, trial by fire. And that's what we did. And it worked out pretty good. So, you know, expect more of this in the future. And we're all hurting. You know, we're all hurting from this one because Eddie Van Halen truly is one of the greats. And, you know, it's kind of been said throughout the course of this evening about how lucky we are to be a part of the same timeline as Eddie Van Halen. I mean, we could grow up, have been born, you know, 20 years from now or, you know, 100 years in the past and have no idea who Eddie Van Halen or Van Halen or any of this music that we love so much even would be, you know. But the fact is that we did grow up in this time period and we are so lucky and I'm so grateful to everybody, you know, the people that listen to this show, our friends, our family, the people that let me listen to Van Halen records and cassette tapes when I was a kid. And it's like they said, you know, the people that made us who we are, you know, that's Eddie Van Halen is right in there with that. The people that made us who we are and why we do what we do on this show.
Yeah. I can't say any better than that. I think we'll just go out on that. And, anybody that missed us, it'll be in the, available for audio podcast this week. We're just going to throw it up and onto the feed. And, but yeah, we're going to do more of this. I think it worked out pretty well other than the little technical glitches, but,
bad for a run.
And, thanks to this guy for moderating everything fueled by the burrito.
I can run.
Oh, I'm going the wrong way.
Okay. Yeah, that's why it takes a minute to figure that out. Rock, where is he? He's over there.
I had no hand in the audio difficulties there.
No. But, yeah, so I guess we're going to wrap it up now, and then that'll do it for this time.
All right, thank you, guys. Rock and roll, Eddie Van Halen.
See you next time.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.